That's Girls Aloud, and I'll Stand By You on PCR FM. And Caroline, you wanted to play that song. What? Why is that song so special?
Oh, it reminds me of a carer, like, relationship with their loved one that has dementia, because no matter what, we'll be by their side, just making sure they're okay.
Kind of perfect lyrics. Mm-hmm. I'll stand by you. Okay, Girls Aloud, PCR FM. This is Caroline, who runs Devika Care Company, which offers respite to families and loved ones who are going through dementia. Or is it Alzheimer's as well, or pretty much just dementia?
So dementia is the umbrella. So Alzheimer's is a type of dementia. It's all types of dementia. The Alzheimer's is just the most common.
Yeah. You've given us a lot of background as to how busy your services are, how many families clearly in Peterborough have a loved one that's got dementia, and how you help the families on certain days to have a bit of a break. You went to see Remember Me at the Key Theatre recently.
Yeah.
This is a show all about how one family member who's got dementia, you know, and how it impacts the other family members. So if you were going to review this show for us, and they've asked you to talk about it, to go and watch it and talk about it, yeah. And then we're going to send the tape off to them.
Yeah, well, this is my first ever review.
First ever review.
I think I didn't know what to expect. So I've never seen, I mean, we've all seen films that have dementia as part of the storyline, but something that's specifically created to show what it's like for someone living with dementia. So I didn't know what to expect, and I walked in and it was this beautiful set, and came to realise quite quickly there's only three characters. But if I'm honest, just to summarise, I was hooked all the way through. These three characters, they were played so well, but it was the actual, how they fit so much into such a small time. There were a few moments that I've noted down that really affected me.
So who were the characters then?
So we've got a mum and dad and a daughter.
Okay.
So we've got Jack, Sally and Kira. And the opening scene shows Sally and Jack in their day-to-day life just talking about his art, because he's a painter, and you can see the love. Like, it was shown so clearly in such a small scene. It was lovely. And then you start to see Jack's certain reactions, or maybe forgetfulness, and that's where you can recognise that's the early signs. Then there was a scene which really touched me. It was a diagnosis scene. So the mum had got this diagnosis for her husband and was telling her daughter. And her daughter just couldn't get her head round it at first. And it was very well done.
And I guess you watching that, having gone through it yourself, as you say, it resonated. And
really resonated.
Other people in the audience maybe would have gone through the same thing.
Exactly. And then it moved on to struggles that carers have. So there was a scene where Sally got quite frustrated with Jack. And again, that's something that's quite common. So even me, sometimes now I get frustrated with my dad, and it's not, I know it's not his fault, but you can't help it. And it's great that you have that in shows like this, because it shows everyone's human. You know, we all deal with emotions in different ways, and sometimes it can get too much. So I was pleased they covered that. That's really important. And then they talked about finances, which is also a big part of somebody living with dementia's journey, especially when thinking about moving into care. A lot of families actually sell their houses, and it can be quite an emotional time, because it's a family home, to actually pay for these kind of care fees. And then we've got, it also mentioned family dynamics, so how some people in the family actually lean in and take more responsibility during the dementia journey than others. There was a son in Australia. So the daughter was saying, you know, it's not fair, he's not involved, and it's because he lives in Australia. So that was quite
again,
important.
Another relatable thing,
huge.
No doubt.
Yeah. I mean, there were so many. It was just scene after scene. I thought, oh my God, that's so true. There was the most powerful scene, I think, was towards the end. So Sally left Jack in a care home, and there was that. I remember the first day I left my mum in a care home, there's that doubt. It's like,
so you're driving away, you're asking
no,
yourself.
No, but even when you're in there and there, you know that you're going to walk out without them. It's really, it's a really tough moment. And she was doubting her choices, which happens a lot, yeah.
So were there tears throughout the play, or was there any humour and laughter?
The end was so uplifting, and I'm so glad that it happened. It was Jack and Sally's anniversary. So they'd gone into the care home to celebrate this anniversary, and Jack just couldn't get his head round it. He didn't really understand the concept of the anniversary, but he thought it was his birthday. And he loves his birthday. So the last scene was the daughter and the mum kind of saying we did good there, because they just went along with it, and they realised it's the acceptance part, isn't it? Realising that maybe the main thing about dementia now is the person living through it and making sure they're happy. I know, it was so good.
Well, I think you are giving it, by the sound of it, a 5-star review.
I loved it. I felt like I didn't blink. I was just staring at it.
And it suddenly
ended. Yeah, it was over so quick. But yeah, I really appreciate the way that that was put together. It was really true.
Yeah, okay. Well, thank you for the review.
And you're welcome.
We'll pass it on to the theatre. And I'm sure, you know, the writer of the play will be delighted to hear that you've given it such a big thumbs up and positive review. It's Remember Me. If it comes back again and you want to see it, and experience what Caroline experienced, maybe dementia's affected your family in some way, shape or form, go and see Remember Me. You'll see so many things, no doubt, that you've gone through.
You can relate to.
But most importantly of all, maybe just ending on a high, ending on a positive note. Because as tough as things must be and must get, there's always got to be a kind of positive outcome somewhere.
There's always a way to show someone with dementia you love them and to find joy. There's always a way. It just might be smaller than you think.
Yeah. Caroline from Devika Care, good to see you. Thank you for coming
you
in.
Thank you.